Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode, Kiss of Death podcast. My name is Mike Brown. Thank y'all so much for joining us here on a very early Sunday morning after the Rockets' 17th game of the season. Rockets lose to the Los Angeles Lakers inside of their home arena. I wanted to call it Staples Center, but I know it's not Staples Center. It's some other goofy arena name, but the Rockets lose tonight, 107-97. A lot of stuff happening tonight. Ime Udoka tossed out of the game tonight. Tari Eason wanted to fight multiple Los Angeles Lakers players at the end of the game. Good for him. We'll get right into it. I'm going to be very honest with you guys. We'll do the show probably for 15 to 20 minutes tonight. If you're joining us on Twitter or Facebook, first of all, thank you so much. But very early Sunday morning, we go live after every single game, whether it be preseason, regular season, postseason. But we are going to keep the show relatively short tonight. Not a ton to talk about, to be very honest with you guys. I mean, Udoka got tossed tonight on a questionable call. Tari Eason wanted more smoke from the Lakers. Once again, Rockets lose 107-97 tonight. When you look at the box score, Şengün, 21 points, 15 rebounds in 34 minutes. He was special tonight. Fred VanVleet had 22 points, 7 assists, 5 rebounds. Dylan Brooks had 10 points. Jalen Green, 10 points and 7 rebounds to assist. Typically, he's better against the Lakers. He is from California. When he does play the Lakers, he is typically doing better in the box score than 10 points, 7 rebounds to assist. Jabari, 10 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists. Tari Eason, in 20 minutes, he had 6 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists. Aaron Holiday off the bench, 11 points. Cam Whitmore had 5 points. And that basically breaks down the entirety of the box score for the Houston Rockets. Watching this game tonight, again, Rockets lose by 10 points. Look, at the end of the day, Rockets lose by 10 to the Lakers. There's genuinely not a team in the league that I hate more than the Los Angeles Lakers right now. I think, in my opinion, they are the epitome of fake tough guys. Like, I like LeBron. I think he's the second greatest player to ever play the game of basketball, right behind Jordan. You know, Jordan, in my opinion, is number one. There's not a guy ever, I don't care who it is, that will revolutionize and change the game of basketball like Michael Jordan did. When LeBron James comes in, I think LeBron is so great for the game in so many different ways. you know, his shoe line is fire. The way he goes about the game is the right way. But any single person that puts LeBron ahead of Michael Jordan in the all-time hierarchy of the game, respectfully, you have no idea what the hell you're talking about. Because LeBron will never touch what Jordan did for the game. Jordan changed the game in its entirety, on its head, when he was in it. He had two different three-peats, six total titles. He never lost in the NBA Finals. LeBron will never be able to say that. Now, get back to the game tonight. You know, look, congrats to the Lakers tonight. You look at their box score. Anthony Davis, 27 points, 14 rebounds in 37 minutes. Look, congrats to Anthony Davis. This is one of the 22 games that Anthony Davis is going to be able to say that he plays in this year, because that's what he does. He gets hurt. He gets hurt all the time. I mean, Anthony Davis hurt more than anybody else in the league, it feels like. And as great as LeBron was, look, tonight he had some timely baskets. Overall, 35 minutes played, 16 points, 7 assists, 4 rebounds. Torian Prince had 11 points, 6 rebounds. D'Angelo Russell, 9 points, 7 assists. Cam Reddish had 11 points. Max Christie had 12 points. Austin Reeves had 18 points. This is the thing. What's so crazy when you look at these box scores, night in and night out, it's great players in the league will find a way to impact the box score night in and night out. Teams like the Rockets get into really bad spots when they allow the secondary players to impact the game on a macro level. Like I just said, when you look at the box score tonight, Davis and LeBron James, they're two best players. It's not even close. But when you look at what you gave up to Torian Prince, and no offense to Torian Prince, if him or his family is watching this show, which they should, he sucks. He's not a great ball player by NBA standards at this point. But when you give up 11 points to him, 11 points to Cam Reddish, 12 points to Max Christie, 18 points to Austin Reeves, from the Rockets' perspective, you're not going to be able to win games that way. And the Rockets tonight, they dropped to, I think it's either 0-8 or 0-9. I don't have the stat up right in front of me, but it's either 0-8 or 0-9 on the road. The Houston Rockets are running into a buzzsaw on their roster, and it has nothing to do with the way that they're playing necessarily. It has everything to do with the fact that thus far, they cannot figure out how to win on the road. And look, I've seen a couple commenters at the dreamshake.com when we post these shows who have said, well, the Rockets won't be able to do anything in the playoffs if they can't win on the road. Yes, we know. We're aware of that. Like, the Rockets are not going to be able to do anything at all until they learn how to win on the road. And Angelito says, I think we need to be active in free agency. We need to bring Bridges off of Charlotte. Angelito, I don't disagree with that. I think tonight, you know, watching the game like I watched it tonight, I think the Rockets, we as podcasters, Jeremy and I, and as fans, you know, we get wrapped up in how they've looked thus far in the season. You know, the Rockets, 17 games in, they're 8-9. Is it great? No. Is it satisfactory? I think it's above that. I think as fans of the team, based on where they were last year, you know, we, Kiss of Death, formerly known as The Dream Take, formerly known as Harden My Take, we're the only show the last 3 years that has done a podcast after every single game, whether it be preseason, regular season, postseason. Jeremy and I are doing shows after every single game. And based on where we are now versus where we were last year, I'll take this over last year every single day of the week. It's not even close. When I'm watching a game like I am tonight, look, Udoka gets thrown out of the game for arguing calls, which I love. I've said it before. I'll say it again. The fact that he is arguing calls means he cares about this team. He cares about the direction of this team. And the Rockets are fighting for every single win, every single moment that this team is going to have. It's being fought for by the front office, by the coaching staff. The Rockets are doing everything that they can do to try and win these games. The problem is, especially the last couple games, the Rockets are running into the fact that their roster, as well built as it is with the free agency period of this last year, Jeff Green, Fred VanVleet, Aaron Holiday, the Rockets are doing about as much as they can as it pertains to trying to win games this season. What they ran into tonight was the fact that the team that they were going up against with the Lakers has guys that are just further along in their development than what the Rockets have as a whole right now. You look at Austin Reeves, you look at obviously LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Between those three guys, the Rockets were not able to overcome that, and that's why they lose 107-97. What I will say is, on a show like tonight, we're not going to go very long because, to be honest with you, it's 12:15 in the morning. Thank you so much to whoever has listened to the show via Facebook, Twitter. We are going to keep it incredibly short tonight because, to be very honest with you, I'm pretty tired and it's time to go to bed. So we've talked about it. We broke down the box score as it pertains to Rockets, Lakers tonight. Once again, Rockets lose 107-97 to the Los Angeles Lakers. We look ahead to the week now for the Rockets. Their next couple games, when you look at their schedule, we'll have a full breakdown of that here in just a second. If ESPN would cooperate with me. Yes. So when you look at Rockets lose tonight, 107-97, the Rockets next game will be Wednesday night versus the Oklahoma City Thunder at 7 p.m. They'll then play again at Denver due to the tournament, that is the in-season tournament, because the Rockets were knocked out, because the Nuggets were knocked out. The next three games to the Rockets will be Wednesday versus Oklahoma City, Friday night, this upcoming Friday, I should say, at Denver, and then Monday versus the San Antonio Spurs. Angelito says, Do you think we are one short of a superstar like KD? Just one established star. We can probably need that in the long run if we want to pursue further in the playoffs. First of all, Angelito, thank you so much for hanging out with me tonight here on Facebook. I appreciate it so much. I think the roster is short more than just one superstar. I think they've got a good amount of star power up front. With the guys that they have, I think this is more, they need depth. They need better depth. I think they have good depth. I think they need better depth. I think that's the reason why they are losing the games that they are losing now, is because of that depth that they are putting out there on a night in and night out basis. But once again, we'll be back live with you guys Wednesday night after the Rockets and Oklahoma City Thunder game. Thank you all so much for hanging out with me tonight. If you are on Twitter, make sure to follow the Kiss of Death at Rockets FFSN. Follow my very talented co-pilot, Jeremy Brenner, at Jeremy Brenner. That's Jeremy Brenner. Follow me on Twitter or X, formerly known as Twitter, at MikeBrown_2020. Once again, we will talk with you guys live on Wednesday night. Rockets lose in LA tonight, 107-97. And until next time, Rockets fans, go Rockets.